Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. Pope Francis is calling Jesus Christ a liar. That's the headline. In one moment, Mike Gendron will come to this broadcast table and explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I've heard that the Pope said there's no such place as hell. What is the truth? Did he make the statement or not, Mike?
The Vatican's trying to cover up his statement by daring to say that there's no indication that he actually made the quotes during an interview that he had. If the Pope indeed never made the statement, why doesn't he come out to his holy balcony at St. Peter's Square and tell the world that he was misquoted, that he really believes there is a hell, and that those who die without Christ will end up there? You know, he could set the record straight. He could step out on that balcony any time and clear it up. But instead, he wants to leave 1.2 billion Catholics confused and misunderstood. We do know that the actual quote of the Pope, it was very clear that he denied the existence of hell. He said, "Those who do not repent and cannot therefore be forgiven simply disappear. There is no hell. There is the disappearance of sinful souls." And so he's calling for annihilation of those who die without Christ. They no longer exist. That hell's no longer there. What he's doing, he's calling Jesus a liar because Jesus spoke more about hell than he did about heaven. Jesus said to the false teachers of the first century, and the Pope needs to pay attention to this, Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you travel around on sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much the son of hell as yourselves." And then later on, he says, "You serpents, you brood of vipers, how will you escape the sentence of hell?" The Pope needs to heed the warnings of our Lord Jesus because he's as big a false prophet as the scribes and Pharisees of the apostate Jews 2,000 years ago.
Mike Gendron explaining how Pope Francis is calling Jesus a liar when the Pope says there is no hell. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Jesus Christ said there is a place of eternal abode for those who reject Jesus as the only way to salvation. However, he also talks about an eternity of living with him, living with Jesus Christ. Jesus also warned of a real place of eternal damnation, and it's called hell. Jesus spoke of hell, Mark chapter 9, verses 42 to 48. In that passage, Jesus said that hell is eternal, where the fire is not quenched, and where the worm, a living creature, dieth not. This is one of many passages of Scripture where Jesus spoke about hell. In fact, Jesus spoke 10 times more about hell than he did heaven. Hell is for real. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...